The California Water Institute at Fresno State continues to help all of us to better understand water issues in our state.
Good morning, and welcome to the Weekly Water Insights, where we dive into the stories, challenges, and solutions shaping California's water future. I'm Laura Ramos from the California Water Institute, and today we're talking about atmospheric rivers, also known as ARs, those mighty rivers in the sky that can drench California with much-needed rain or overwhelm it with flooding. This past week, a series of atmospheric rivers swept across Northern California, bringing both relief and challenges. But what exactly are they, and why are they so important to our water future? Let's dive in. Imagine a freeway in the sky carrying massive, invisible current of water vapor. That's an atmospheric river. These long, narrow corridors of moisture move through the atmosphere, stretching for thousands of miles. When they make landfall and hit mountains or cooler air, they release their cargo as rain or snow. California has always depended on these storms. In fact, up to half of the state's annual rainfall comes from atmospheric rivers. Some of the most famous, like the Pineapple Express, originate near Hawaii and deliver moisture straight to the West Coast. These storms have shaped California's history, sometimes in dramatic ways. The Great Flood of 1862, one of the most destructive floods in the state's history, was fueled by a relentless series of atmospheric rivers. The Central Valley turned into an inland sea, and Sacramento was underwater for months. Fast forward to today, and these storms are still a defining force in California's water cycle, bringing both the promise of replenishment and the risk of devastation. The atmospheric rivers that hit Northern California this past week are refilling reservoirs and boosting the snowpack that will feed our water supply later in the year. And here's where climate change comes into play. Scientists warn that atmospheric rivers are becoming more intense. Warmer temperatures means the air holds more moisture, making storms wetter and more extreme. This can lead to both prolonged droughts and catastrophic floods when they hit in rapid succession like they did in 2023. But there's good news. California is learning to work with these powerful storms instead of just bracing for impact. Water managers are using real-time satellite tracking to forecast where and when these rivers will hit, giving communities time to prepare. Innovative projects like FloodMar are finding ways to capture excess stormwater and direct it underground to replenish depleted aquifers. So what does all of this mean to California's future? Atmospheric rivers will continue to shape our water reality, for better or worse. The key is using science, infrastructure, and smart water management to harness their benefits while minimizing their risks. With better forecasting, stronger flood protection, and innovative water storage solutions, we can make the most out of these skyborne rivers, turning what once was unpredictable into an opportunity for a more sustainable water future. Thank you for joining me for the Weekly Water Insights, and don't forget to tune in next week. Together, we can navigate the challenges of water management and build a sustainable future for everyone.
Laura Ramos is the Interim Director at the California Water Institute at Fresno State. For more information, you can go to californiawater.org.